Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by the Islamic State in 2014. VOA asked Trinity University regional analyst David Lesh if the Take Back Raqqa campaign came as a surprise.
I'm a little bit surprised because I thought the diplomatic complexities associated with this would take a little bit longer to work out. But apparently they have, or if they haven't, they'll soon come to light. But militarily, it makes sense to basically launch a pincer movement on the Islamic State from the east and the west, and the east in Mosul and the west, of course, in Raqqa.
Raqqa also serves as the Islamic State's de facto capital. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says the international coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces in both Iraq and Syria to deliver a defeat to the Islamic State. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party has announced it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrest of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. The arrest also heightened concern among Western allies about the state of democracy in Turkey, a NATO member which aspires to join the European Union. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released, evacuated to Amman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Walid Yusuf Fitz Yuchman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. Yuchman had been detained in April 2015. This is VOA News.